This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time now for your letters. First off, a correction. Last week we aired a story about changes at the Paris Review magazine. The piece included criticism of the editorial direction of the magazine under its new editor, Philip Gurevich. NPR apologizes to the Paris Review and Philip Gurevich for that story. In the piece, we failed to allow Mr. Gurevich an opportunity to answer former editors who questioned his stewardship of the magazine. In fact, the new Paris Review includes six items, including a fiction debut by an American author, some works in translation, and poetry that, in the view of NPR, uphold the vision of the literary magazine's founder, George Plimpton. Also last week, we reported the story of the Favre family's recovery in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, following Hurricane Katrina. Many listeners had been to the area following the hurricane, including Mark Peavy, who wrote, "Thank you for continuing your coverage of the hurricane recovery efforts in southern Mississippi. I'm a police supervisor in Tallahassee, Florida, and led 10 officers in Hancock County, Mississippi, for the first 10 days after the storm hit. We met many fine people and saw the incredible destruction firsthand." Several people corrected me for saying that last Saturday's Cardinals-Padres game began at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I said that because I couldn't believe that any sane group of people would schedule a baseball game to begin at 11 p.m. Eastern. I was wrong. I forgot about Major League Baseball. Mike Driscoll wrote, "As a Cardinal fan recently moved from Chatham, Illinois to the California Bay Area, this late start time is an inconvenience. But for the millions of Cardinal fans back home in the Midwest, it is an insult. Who makes these decisions anyway?" Cardinal fan Larry Brinker in Madison, Illinois adds, "Better stock up on coffee instead of beer for this game. No matter what we do, we just don't get the respect we deserve." Fans of the television show The Avengers corrected us in our story last week about the discovery and release of the first episode. We said that Honor Blackman left the show to play the first Bond girl. Sandra Marshall writes, "Actually, she was the third. The first was Ursula Andress in Dr. No. The second was Daniela Bianchi in From Russia with Love. And then Honor Blackman and Goldfinger." Finally, Sherry Damon in Mount Olive, North Carolina, wrote in with a request, "I'd really appreciate it if you would please play the theme that John Dankworth wrote for the 1961-64 Avengers episodes. John Dankworth's theme, with its bebop big band hipness, fuses perfectly with the darker, more adult aura of these early episodes, and it's just cool music besides. We're happy to oblige." We welcome your comments. Just log into NPR.org and pull down WESAT to send us a letter.